Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. The purpose of this program is to grow your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And that is exactly the purpose of why I wrote the book, Prosperous and Successful, Pursuing God's Plan for Your Life. That is a book that I have out. It's available. I'm talking about it this week to explain why I wrote it, what it's about. If you would like to purchase it, it is on Amazon and other online bookstores. I can let you know a few other ways you can get it today. You can get it by coming by the church office at Fairfax First Baptist Church. They are $15 a copy. It'll save you a little bit on tax and shipping from what you'll pay on Amazon. We also like to give it out as a free resource at our church. If you visit Fairfax First Baptist Church, we believe this is a book that will help you, that will help guide you to be truly prosperous and successful. This book is not, you know, how to get rich fast or how to achieve all the dreams you've ever had, or, you know, that's not what the Bible says about what being prosperous and successful is about. But the Bible does promise you that if you will pay attention to it and apply it to your life, you will have joy. You will have life without regrets. You will be living and functioning the way God designed you according to His purpose and plan, the one who created you. And so you will experience what Jesus calls abundant life or life to the full. It's not about getting all our selfish desires fulfilled in this world. In fact, one of the ways that we are prosperous and successful and live without regrets and have a full life is to serve and love others. So my book is not your typical success book. It is not, you know, telling you how to get rich fast. But I do believe there are principles in the Bible to help you overcome anxiety, depression, and I'm not guaranteeing, you know, if you have depression that this book will get rid of depression, but I'm saying it tells you how to manage these things, how to view these things, how to address them as best as possible, how to find some relief, yes, maybe even overcome, but also how to have joy, even in the midst of depression. It tells you how to use your financial resources in a way that sets you up to be successful with how you use money. Again, not to become crazy rich, but the Bible does give a lot of financial wisdom and how to view money within a certain perspective. So anyway, I am passionate about this book. Our church, if you visit our church, we would like to bless you by just giving you a copy. So that's another way to get the book. Don't come visit the church just for that. But if you're looking for a church, don't have a church home, we'd love to have you visit and give you a copy of the book. So that's another way to get the book. But you can also purchase it at any time. You might have family members and friends that don't really understand what it means to live by the Bible or why you would want to live by the Bible. Or are not believers in Jesus Christ. This is a great outreach resource, evangelistic tool. I'll share with you that this book really came out of the counseling room. I love doing Christian counseling. And I have counseled people at the prison here in Allendale, a number of prisoners there. I have counseled pastors here in the area. So a wide range of people I have done counseling with, and I've counseled people with all kinds of issues from depression, anxiety, addiction, PTSD, you know, all kinds of different struggles in life. And what I find again and again is that the Bible has answers. The Bible tells us here is what the God who created you and gives you life wants you to know about how to think about this issue, understand this issue, begin taking steps to improve in this issue, to overcome, to be victorious, to be prosperous and successful. And so as I have walked through with people with those kinds of problems from various walks of life, I've noticed certain patterns emerge, certain things that come up again and again in the counseling room where I explain some of the exact same principles from God's Word over and over and over again. And I began thinking, you know, I need to write this all out from beginning to end. Here is what the Bible is. Here's why we can trust it. Here's what it promises. Here's what it means to be prosperous and successful. Now, here's a step-by-step guide following the Bible, how to be prosperous and successful. And here is how it relates to some particular areas of life that we all have in common. Relationships, work and money, suffering, prayer. These are all things that every one of us needs to know how to be successful in those areas in order to have a prosperous and successful life. So I've laid it all out in one argument. I've kept it as short as I can. I found as a counselor that the people that I'm counseling tended to need a number of different resources. I need a book on why you can believe the Bible's true. I need to give them a book on how the Bible relates to addiction or to depression. I need a book on how God's sovereignty and control and how God works all things together for the good applies to your situation. And I'd find that I'd want to give my counselees four or five different books, but I know that if you're getting counseling, you're not coming to have a library handed to you and have all that reading. It's just too much. It's overwhelming. There was no single book out there that I know of, and I have looked hard, that kind of gives everything that a typical counselee needs all in one, you know, somewhat short resource. And my book is a total of 188 pages, and that's including the bibliography and table of contents and all of that. So I kept it very short, simple, but lay out from beginning to end what I believe every person. You say, well, I don't need counseling. I think all of us need counseling. All of us have issues in life that the Bible addresses and gives answers to help us. Our Creator, our God, our Savior, the one who sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross, He doesn't just want to get us to heaven when we die. He wants to bless our lives now. And so what I've done is try to lay out in one book what I think all of us need to understand what is biblical living about. And to answer some of the objections, some of those questions that come up again and again in counseling, and to walk through, here's what the Bible promises, here's why you should believe it, here's how to go about pursuing it. So if you think you would benefit from that, that's why I wrote it, is to help people who need to understand what goes on in as far as how the Bible addresses problems in life. So I would be grateful if you were to place trust in me. If you've benefited from this program, a lot of the things I talk about week in and week out on this program are the things I've kind of put all together in one logical step-by-step argument in this book. So the book is Prosperous and Successful. You can buy it again on Amazon or any online bookstore. You can buy it at the church, Fairfax First Baptist Church. It's our gift to you. If you are a visitor in our church, we'd love to have you come on a Sunday morning for our 11 o'clock service. So those are some of the ways that you can get the book. And I'd really be honored if you get it, you're blessed by it, you think of family members, friends who need a resource like that, then we can get you a deal. If you want to buy four copies at the church, you can get four copies for $50, so a little discount if you're thinking about giving it to family and friends. I'm not trying to make money off of this. I'm not going to. Pretty much I know, but I want it to be there as a resource to be a blessing for you. So that's the book, Prosperous and Successful, Pursuing God's Plan for Your Life. I'm going to talk tomorrow about how this compares to other success books out there. Why I think this book is necessary where other success books aren't really based on biblical principles. And it's the biblical principles we get from God, our Creator who designed us, that I think make this book stand out among those kinds of books. And I'll talk more about what Jesus says about this topic as well that I have in my book. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.